Mountain View Manor's assisted living building has been running at a substantial loss since it opened in 2004. As a result, Petersburg's been subsidizing the operations there with $200,000 to $250,000 a year from the city's tax-supported general fund. Four of the 12 assisted living apartments in the new building are set aside for low-income residents and supported by Medicaid, so the city only has leeway to increase rates for the other eight self-pay apartments. In order to meet expenses, City Manager Richard Underkoffler proposed an 80% increase for those apartments to $5,500 a month, which includes rent, meals, and other assisted living services.
The rent and service charges we've proposed would still be lower than comparable assisted living facilities in Southeast, except the state-subsidized Pioneer Homes.
Underkoffler said the increase would provide the new assisted living building with $70,000 a year in revenue that could be saved for major repairs and equipment. The proposal also assumes the city would continue paying off the facility's construction debt, about $200,000 a year. Mountain View manager Bree Hayes said she did not think the facility would ever be a moneymaker, but she thought it was important to maintain existing services and set aside money for future maintenance needs.
I mean, there are things that are already currently breaking down that are luckily under warranty, but at some point things are going to come about that are not under warranty that we're going to need to repair. And I think the staff makes the wages, I think, that are appropriate for the work that they do, so I don't think that staff wages can be cut anywhere. We have the staff necessary to provide the services that are needed, so I don't think that we can actually cut staff, period. So I think inevitably we are going to need more money to run the facility.
While self-pay residents do not have to disclose their income, Hayes thought most had sufficient savings or insurance to cover the additional costs. If assisted living does not increase its revenue, Hayes said she didn't think that would be able to maintain itself. That would leave the long-term care facility at the Petersburg Medical Center as the only other local option for residents who cannot live on their own or with a caretaker. City officials met with Manor residents over the weekend to discuss the issue. No one from the public came out Monday night except Barry Bracken. Bracken just recently moved his elderly parents to Petersburg and into assisted living. Bracken didn't oppose a rate increase in general, but he worried about 80%.
There are a lot of folks out there that are on fixed income that are probably going to be really impacted by this recommended increase. And I'll just be real open about it. It's about $1,000 more than both of my parents take in for all of their monthly income from Social Security, pensions, VA benefits, and everything combined. And it'll be a struggle, too. And I don't know how many other people, I don't know the demographics of the facility nearly as well as Bree does, but I'm assuming that there are other people in that same kind of a condition.
Bracken said that people with no money are taken care of by the federal government, while people with lots of money can pay for themselves. He worried about the people who didn't fit in either category.
If they have just a little bit of money, then in a lot of cases, there's really nobody takes care of them because they can't afford the upper level assisted living care. They're kind of stuck in the middle. They're the kind of betweeners. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us are going to fall in that category, frankly, when push comes to shove. And we're finding also, you know, there's an awful lot of people in our age bracket that are looking at long-term care insurance and then finding out by the time they get there, it's not worth a darn.
Bracken served on the city council back when the city was planning the Manor expansion. At the time, the project was widely supported by the city council and the community as a way of bridging the gap between the independent elderly housing units at the existing Manor building and the intensive needs services at the hospital's long-term care unit. At that time, the city's consultants projected that the proposed new building with 12 assisted living apartments and 8 more independent apartments would make enough money to cover costs. The fact that those projections turn out to be wrong is a source of frustration from some of the new council members, like Mayor Al Dwyer.
Well, it looks like the city of Petersburg, I mean, they have a good heart and they want a place for the old folks to stay in town. But we've gotten a business that we obviously are in way over our heads on. Yeah. And it was based on a bogus financial statement that caused the council to...
Optimistic. I wouldn't use the word bogus.
I call it bogus. Because it was so far from accurate, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I just don't want the elderly housing, the Manor side, to suffer because of that.
The 24 elderly housing units in the older independent living portion of the manor have been self-sustaining, and that facility has saved over $650,000 over the years to cover major maintenance and other costs. Rents are expected to go up slightly, about 3.5% for next year in those independent living apartments. But Dwyer and other counselors at Monday's meeting agreed a major revenue increase was needed for assisted living, though they struggled with the 80% amount. While he agreed it was a big increase, Counselor John Haverlick thought the city should have set its prices closer to this level from the start.
Assisted living is a nice facility. There's a lot of good support, a lot of good staff. It's a nice place to spend your elder years. And we need to support that, but I think the bottom line is the people up there need to pay for the service. And I have no problem with raising this to the 80%, because you're paying for quality of life, a strong facility, and we can't afford to, we're already putting the $200,000 a year into it, which we shouldn't have had to, but since mistakes were made, we need to do that.
However, Haverlick later added that while he supported the 80%, he didn't think it needed to be raised that much overnight. The counselors favored a phased-in approach. Bob Nilsen suggested starting with a 50% increase in July, which could give residents some time to decide whether they wanted to stay.
I'd rather go for a 50% increase, and we subsidize the rest of it. We can cut back some other place in the city or whatever, or something if we have to or something, but 80%, you know, people in Alaska, everybody got the idea we're rich. It's not true. There's a lot of old people who don't have any money.
Nilsen, Dwyer, Haverlick, and Councillor Dan Hickman were the only members at Monday's special council meeting. They ultimately directed the city manager to prepare an ordinance with a 50% increase. It's expected to be up for the first of three votes at the May 5th council meeting. The council will also decide at that meeting on a proposal to write off nearly $1.3 million the manor currently owes to the city for the annual subsidies and construction cost overruns. On another manor issue, the manor's 24-hour caretaker has resigned, and instead of hiring a new person, the counselors agreed to let the city administration outsource building and grounds maintenance for less than half that cost, about $30,000. In lieu of having a live-in caretaker, the city's looking at providing pagers to all residents so in an emergency they could page the nursing assistants who are always on duty in the assisted living wing. And in other news from this week's special meeting, the council agreed to create a new assistant public works director position, which will cost up to $64,000 a year. The new employee will help the director with the extensive amount of administrative work involved in running, maintaining, and improving the city's roadways and other infrastructure, including the sanitation, water, and wastewater utilities, as well as city vehicles. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.